अपेक्षदर्शनं शाश्वत सर्वलोकं नमस्कृतम् संतं वयसि कैशोरे भृत्यानुग्रह कातरम्.
Beautiful. And he is worshipable by all the inhabitants of every planet. He is ever youthful and always eager to bestow his blessings upon his devotees. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
The word Sarvaloka Namaskritam means that he is worshipable by everyone on every planet. There are innumerable planets in the material world and innumerable planets in the spiritual world as well. On each planet there are innumerable inhabitants who worship the Lord. For the Lord is worshipable by all but the impersonalists. The Supreme Lord is very beautiful. The word Shashvat is significant. It is not that he appears beautiful to the devotees, but is ultimately impersonal. Shashvat means ever-existing. That beauty is not temporary. It is ever-existing. He is always youthful. In the Brahma Samhita, it is also stated, Adaitamachutamanadimanantarupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. The original person is one without a second, yet he never appears old. He always appears as fresh as a blooming youth. The Lord's facial expression also indicates that he is ready to show favor and benediction to the devotees. For the non-devotees, however, he is silent. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, although he acts equally to everyone, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because all living entities are his sons, he is especially inclined to those engaged in devotional service. The same fact is confirmed here. He is always anxious to show favor to the devotees, just as the devotees are always eager to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is also very eager to bestow benediction upon the pure devotees. The Lord is the supreme controller and ultimate worshipable master of all living beings on all planets throughout all universes. Therefore, he is known as Jagannath. And he is always eager to bestow his mercy upon his devotees. His beautiful smiling face is always the object of life that the devotees are eager to achieve. How the Lord bestows his mercy upon his devotees and reveals his supreme personality is the greatest subject matter of all the scriptures of the world. Today we are celebrating one such transcendental pastime of the Lord, Sri Ratha Yatra. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is seated within his beautiful temple on the mountain called Neelachala. And fortunate persons are given the opportunity to enter into the temple to see the beautiful form of the Personality of Godhead. But during this particular festival, Lord Jagannath performs an inconceivable, wonderful act of mercy. He personally comes out of the temple along with his brother and sister Balaram and Subhadra in order to give his most merciful darshan to everyone and anyone without discrimination. Ratayatra is the time that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives himself freely to everyone. In this age of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord descends in his most munificent of all incarnations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami has prayed, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namaha. Why is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the most merciful, most beneficent of all avatars? Because he is doing what no other incarnation has ever given. He is giving himself freely to everyone and anyone without any concern of one's qualifications or disqualifications. He is giving the highest realizations of Krishna Prema, as is eternally exhibited by the residents of Vrindavan, to everyone. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially along with his very compassionate associates, each and every year celebrated Ratayatra. During the wonderful Ratayatra ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give Krishna Prema to everyone. Whoever heard his chanting, whoever saw his dancing, whoever took the prasad of Lord Jagannath would become completely fortunate with Krishna Bhakti. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his life and soul was only to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose very life and soul was the fulfillment of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, that the name of Krishna be chanted in every town and village throughout the entire world, that the all-merciful desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give everyone without consideration of qualification or disqualification the opportunity to perfect their life in Krishna Prema. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much adored this festival of Ratayatra, because it is the celebration of the Lord's causeless mercy upon everyone, Srila Prabhupada's desire was that Ratayatras be celebrated throughout the entire world, to give everyone the chance to hear the holy name, to see the darshan of the Lord, to see the beautiful dancing of the Sankirtan of the devotees, to receive transcendental literature, and to taste the prasad of Krishna. By Srila Prabhupada's great, great burning compassion upon all living beings, Ratayatra is celebrated in practically every major city in the entire world. New York, London, Los Angeles, Chicago, Paris, various cities in Germany, Africa, Australia, even in some of the most dangerous countries like Pakistan, they have had Ratayatra of Lord Jagannath. By Srila Prabhupada's great mercy, but the origin of Ratayatra is Kurukshetra. The very conception of Ratayatra took place in the heart of Sri Radharani and the gopis in this very holy abode of Sri Kurukshetra Dham. How fortunate we are. Imagine, in all the thousands of years, although Ratayatra is actually a Kurukshetra pastime,
It was never celebrated in Kurukshetra until His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and his servants inaugurated this wonderful pastime to be performed here.
In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Ratha-yatra. We would like to somehow try, according to our very insignificant abilities, to describe what is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about this wonderful pastime. To explain the glories of the Lord is impossible to do adequately, because the Lord's pastimes are unlimited, and we are limited. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if Ananta Shesha, with his thousand mouths, for the entire span of time of the creation, were to chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya, he could not explain what Lord Chaitanya did in one day. If Ganesh, the scribe of the demigods, were to write for the entire time of creation, endlessly, without stop, he could not note down the amount of pastimes Lord Chaitanya performed in one day. As the bird tries to go higher and higher into the unlimited sky, all we could do is just try, according to our capacity, to describe the beautiful pastimes of the Lord for our own purification. And anyone who hears these pastimes will also be purified. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, anyone, whoever they may be, who attentively and submissively hears this wonderful leela of Lord Jagannath dancing and of Lord Chaitanya dancing before Lord Jagannath during Ratha-yatra, will soon become an intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is my humble request that everyone listen very carefully. The story begins with the narration of a great king of the name Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra was a disciple of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. After Lord Chaitanya came to Puri on the instruction of his mother, Sachi Devi, he soon decided to take a tour of South India to deliver Krishna Nam and Krishna Prem to all the provinces of southern and western India. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained the glories of Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord Krishna to the king. The king was very eager for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to arrange an interview with the Lord. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with Lord Chaitanya upon his arrival from South India, and he requested, there is a great king of the name Prataparudra. He has surrendered his life to you. He very much desires to have an interview with you. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally appeared very displeased. He said, my dear Bhattacharya, what are you asking of me? Do you know? I am a sannyasi in the renounced order of a life. It is abominable for me to meet a materialistic person such as a king. Niskinchanasya bhagavad vajano mukasya pan param param jigamasura bhavasandarasam. Mahaprabhu explained that for one who is desiring to cross over this ocean of material birth and death, to associate with a materialistic person trying to enjoy his senses, or to associate with a woman who is similarly trying to enjoy material life, is more deadly than drinking poison willingly. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that he is not an ordinary king. He is not a materialistic person. He is a great devotee. Lord Chaitanya said that because he is a king, for me to associate with him is more deadly than associating with a venomous snake. And if you ever ask this request of me again, I will leave this place and you will never see me again. Soon after this, Srila Ramananda Rai arrived in Orissa, in the city of Cuttack, along with Maharaj Prataparudra. Ramananda Rai then came to Jagannath Puri and immediately came to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was so happy to see Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai began to praise King Prataparudra. He said, "I was the governor of Madras under the kingdom of King Prataparudra. Upon your request, I approached the king and asked him if I could retire early to live in Jagannath Puri to associate with you. As soon as Maharaj Prataparudra heard your name, tears began to flow from his eyes, his hair stood on end, his limbs began to tremble in ecstatic love. He got up and said, 'You are so fortunate. You are being given the opportunity to directly serve Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am so unfortunate, he will not see me. Not only will I give you all blessings to leave your government service, for the rest of your life I will give you a full salary. Now please, go to Puri and serve the Lord according to his instruction.'" Ramananda Rai explained to Lord Chaitanya, "When I saw the king, how he became ecstatic just by hearing your name, I could understand what a great personality he is. I pray that even a fraction of a drop of Maharaj Prataparudra's love for you may awaken in my heart." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he described how dear Ramananda Rai was to him. And he said, "Because the king loves you, Krishna will certainly bestow his causeless mercy and accept him." Lord Chaitanya explained, "One who loves Krishna directly or tries to serve Krishna directly is not very dear to Krishna. But one who loves Krishna's devotee and wants to serve that devotee, Krishna accepts that person with the greatest love." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to quote so much shastric evidence to prove that one who is a devotee of a devotee, who is the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, who loves Krishna's devotees, that person is most dear to Lord Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya asks Ramananda Rai, "Have you gone to see Lord Jagannath yet?" Ramananda Rai said, "No, my Lord, I have come directly to see you." Lord Chaitanya said, "Why? Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have come to Puri. Why did you not go to see Lord Jagannath first?" Ramananda Rai replied that my legs are like the wheels of a chariot, and my body is a chariot, and my heart is the chariot driver, and my heart has taken me to you. One cannot restrain the nature of one's own heart." Soon after this, King Prataparudra came to Jagannath Puri and he met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He asked, "Did you arrange an interview with me and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?"
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I tried, but the Lord refused to meet you. Because you are a king, a materialistic person. And one in the renounced order of life is not supposed to associate with materialistic people. When King Prataparudra heard this, he became so distressed in his heart. He said, alas, Krishna has descended in his most munificent incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give causeless mercy to everyone. Even the most untouchable, unseeable, sinful living beings, he is freely giving his mercy to. He has even delivered the greatest sinners, Jagai and Madhai. He has come to give his mercy to everyone except one most unfortunate of all living entities named King Prataparudra. If my being a king is an impediment to receive the mercy of the Lord, if I cannot receive his blessings in my life, then I will give up my life. I see nothing worth living for without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My body is useless. My home and palace is useless. My family is useless. My kingdom and all my wealth is useless. I will give up my life. I have no reason to live. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw Maharaj Prataparudra's dhritavratta, his firm determination, he understood the level of the king's love. And he told King Prataparudra, your love and determination to serve the Lord is so great, I am convinced he will certainly meet with you and show you his causeless mercy. In fact, during the Ratayatra ceremony, Lord Chaitanya, after dancing throughout the entire day, will enter into the Gundicha garden. There, you should disguise yourself as an ordinary Vaishnava, without the robes of a king. You should go in and begin to chant the Gopi Gita and massage the Lord's feet, and Lord Chaitanya will certainly embrace you. For now, you be patient. After this, the wonderful ceremony called Snan Yatra took place in Jagannath Puri, where Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Sri Baladev are bathed according to a very ceremonial function. On this day, during the bathing ceremony, Lord Chaitanya and his associates were filled with bliss. But then after the bathing ceremony, for 15 days, Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra enter into seclusion, where no one except their personal attendants are allowed to see them. It is called Anabhasara. During this time, the deities are repainted. So, it is explained how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so much in terrible, terrible distress because he could not see Jagannath. It was his regular devotional service to every day several times see the beautiful form of Jagannath in his temple. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, although he was Krishna himself. When Lord Jagannath was not to be seen for 15 days, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced the same ecstasy of separation that Sri Radharani experienced when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not bear even being in Jagannath Puri unless he could see Jagannath. So out of great brokenness of heart, he left Puri to go to the place called Alalana, where he simply wept constantly in separation from Lord Jagannath.
He was there for some days. And then all of his associates from Bengal arrived. Each and every year, many of Lord Chaitanya's devotees from Bengal would come to celebrate Rath Yatra with Lord Chaitanya in Puri. On this particular year, about 200 devotees had come. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent a message to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the devotees of Bengal had come. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey back to Puri. Meanwhile, as the devotees arrived from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, there was a glorious kirtan tumultuously sounding everywhere. Maharaj Prataparudra heard about this. He asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Please tell me, who are these people who have come?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Lord Chaitanya, to King Prataparudra, "Let us go on the rooftop of your palace and I will show you everything." When they went on the rooftop, King Prataparudra saw these people and he was struck with wonder. "I have never seen such effulgent personalities in all of my life. The effulgence of these devotees is more brilliant than millions and millions of suns. And how they are singing! They are singing the holy names of Krishna so sweet and melodiously. The holy name of Krishna is tumultuously filling the entire universe. And the beauty of the dancing of the devotees, I have never seen anything like this. Please tell me, who are they?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Even I do not know who these people are." But Gopinath Acharya, he is a resident of Navadvip. He knows and he will tell us both. And Gopinath Acharya began to explain who all these devotees were. "This is Swarup Damodar Goswami. And this is Adwaitacharya. This is Nityananda Prabhu. This is Srivast Thakur. This is Pundarik Vidyanidhi." He was explaining more and more and more about the glories of the devotees, and as King Prataparudra was hearing the devotees glorified, his heart was filled with ecstatic love. King Prataparudra said, "I have never ever seen such a kirtan of beautiful dancing and chanting among such blissful effulgent devotees. What is this kirtan?" Maharaj Prataparudra, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya described, "This is called Prem Kirtan. It is the Sankirtan of the pure love of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." King Prataparudra inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Why is it that great scholars do not appreciate Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained how in this age of Kali Yuga, the Lord has descended in this beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna Prema everywhere through the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. "You are asking why so many great scholars of the Vedas do not recognize Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord?" The answer is this: unless one receives a fraction of the causeless mercy of the Lord within his heart, one cannot understand who he is. Actually, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself, he was a great scholar of the Vedas. But when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he considered him to be an ordinary person who was very great devotee. But he could not accept him as the Supreme Lord. At that time, Gopinath Acharya told him, "Until you receive the mercy of the Lord, you cannot understand who he really is." And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, not only did he realize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but before his own eyes he saw the beautiful form of Satbhuja, Lord Chaitanya with his six arms revealing the supreme mercy of his divine personality. Two arms holding the flute of Krishna, two arms holding the bow and arrow of Ram, and two holding the danda and kamandalu of the renunciate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without the mercy of the Lord, one cannot understand the truth. There is no other way. You can study the Vedas for millions of births and become the most pure and completely expert scholar of Sanskrit. You can memorize all the scriptures and never understand who is God and what is the goal of life. It is only by receiving the mercy and blessings of the Lord and his pure devotees that these intimate truths can be understood. And Maharaj Prataparudra saw something very, very uncommon, that the devotees, instead of going to see Jagannath first, they all came running to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was giving them all Mahaprasad of Jagannath. King Prataparudra said, "It is the regulation of the scriptures that when you go to a holy place, you are supposed to spend your first day fasting. Why are these devotees eating prasad immediately upon coming?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained how above and beyond all the rules and regulations of the scriptures is to surrender to the Lord. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayi shamisma suchaha. Abandon all varieties of various religions, just surrender to me, Krishna says. So yes, my king, it is a fact that it is the regulation that one must fast when one comes to a holy place of pilgrimage. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally ordering them to take prasad. Therefore, it is the first of all religious duties to surrender to the desire of the Lord. Besides that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally feeding them with his own hand. Who could possibly refuse taking Mahaprasad of Jagannath from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands? This is called the path of spontaneous love. Sri Prataparudra was very, very struck with wonder to hear this. Then he went back to Cuttack, and he sent a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this letter, he described how, "I am so unfortunate. The Lord is not willing to see me. But he always wants to please his devotees. Please, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, appeal to the devotees to ask the Lord to show his mercy and allow me to have an interview with him. And if he is not willing to give me an interview, then I will give up my kingdom. I will give up my family. And I will become a beggar. I will go from door to the ordinary citizens and beg them for some food. My kingdom, my home, everything is useless without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am determined to become a beggar if that is what is required to receive the Lord's mercy." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to show this letter to the other devotees. They were struck with wonder upon seeing it. They decided that Maharaj Prataparudra was such a great king, he was such a great devotee, they must somehow or other convince Lord Chaitanya to give him an interview. But they were afraid. "He has already threatened to leave this place and never return if we ask him to meet the king." So they made a strategy. The strategy was, we will not ask Lord Chaitanya to see the king. We will just glorify the king so nicely that his heart will melt and he will want to see him. Let us go. Headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodara Goswami, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, they all went in to see the Lord. When they stood before Gauranga Mahaprabhu, each of them was so fearful that nothing came out of their mouths. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "You have come here to tell me something. Why are you silent? Speak." Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied, "My dear Lord, the great king, Prataparudra Maharaj, if you do not give him an interview, he will become a beggar, wearing an ivory earring, going door to door to beg alms. He loves you. He wants to meet you. Please, be merciful to him." Lord Chaitanya became very grave. "Do you know what you are asking me? I am in the renounced order of life. What will people say if I meet a materialistic person like a king? What to speak of the people in general? What will Damodar Pandit say about me? Anytime I in any way transgress even the slightest detail of etiquette, Damodar Pandit criticizes me and chastises me. I will go only if Damodar Pandit gives me his permission." All the devotees looked to Damodar Pandit. And Damodar Pandit said, "My dear Lord, you are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can understand the nature of the king's love for you. And I know how much you love your devotees. So I will see with my very eyes in due course of time how you give your mercy to King Prataparudra." Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, understanding the Lord's heart, he said, "For now, we will not ask you to see the king. However, just to keep him alive for the time being, if you can give just a piece of your outer garment that you wear to the king, that will pacify him." So Govinda gave a piece of garment to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu gave that piece of Lord Chaitanya's clothes to Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya gave it to Maharaj Prataparudra. When King Prataparudra received the remnant of clothes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally wore, he became filled with happiness. He considered this tadiya, the paraphernalia of the Lord, to be non-different than the Lord himself. He placed that piece of cloth on his altar and worshipped it with great love as he would worship the Lord himself. Srila Prabhupada explains, tadiya means the paraphernalia or the remnants of the Lord or the spiritual master. It is considered spiritual and non-different than the Lord, and therefore it is worshipable. Soon after this, Ramananda Rai came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My dear Lord, King Prataparudra really wants to meet with you. He's such a great devotee. Please give him your mercy." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am in the renounced order of life. It is against the regulative principles for one in the renounced order of life to meet a materialistic person like a king. Although Maharaj Prataparudra may be a great devotee of the Lord, because the name king is attached to his name, he is abominable, condemned like a venomous snake, and I cannot see him." Ramananda Rai replied, "But my Lord, you are not bound by these regulative principles. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Lord Chaitanya said, "No, never speak like this. I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am only an ordinary human being. And because I have taken to the renounced order of sannyas, I must fear public opinion in three ways: with my body, my mind, and my words. Because if a sannyasi is seen engaging in any activity that is controversial, then that rumor will spread like wildfire. Just as a beautiful, clean, white cloth, if there is one black spot on it, everyone will see it and talk about it. Just as if you have a big pot of fresh, pure milk from the cow, if you put one drop of liquor or poisonous alcohol, the whole pot is spoiled. So I must be very, very careful to act in such a way that the people will have faith. Because a sannyasi's business is to preach. And unless people have faith, their preaching will be ineffective. Therefore, it is so very important that those in the renounced order of life live with the proper integrity and example by which people will have faith. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this to Ramananda Rai, he said to Ramananda Rai that actually it is said in the scriptures that the son represents the father. So bring me Maharaj Prataparudra's son. Ramananda Rai brought the son of Maharaj Prataparudra to meet Lord Chaitanya. This son had a beautiful blackish complexion, and his eyes were like the fully blossomed petals of a lotus flower, and he was dressed in yellow garments. When Lord Chaitanya saw him, he immediately remembered Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic. He said, "You are reminding me of Krishna. Therefore, you are my best friend." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great love, embraced the child and wept tears on his body. Immediately upon being embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that small child, the prince, his heart became overwhelmed with ecstatic love of Krishna. Tears began to pour from his eyes, his hair stood on end, his limbs trembled. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him again and again. From that day on, this young boy became one of the intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an absolutely pure devotee who associated with the Lord every day. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the world how much we should love and honor anyone that reminds us of Krishna. To his father, Maharaj Prataparudra heard about the mercy upon his son, and he embraced his son. When he embraced his son, because the son was just embraced by Lord Chaitanya, King Prataparudra felt the same transcendental ecstasy as if he was embracing Lord Chaitanya directly. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Is everyone receiving translation who requires? Yes? One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kashi Mishra and the superintendent of the temple of Lord Jagannath and told him that in a couple days will be the Rath Yatra, where Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra will travel to Gundicha Mandir. I desire to personally clean the Gundicha Mandir with my devotees. I want brooms and water pots and all facilities to do so.
Kashi Mishra replied, "My lord, it is not befitting for you to clean the temple, but if it is your desire, we will carry out your instruction. We will bring 100 brand new water pots and brooms." On that auspicious morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, he personally distributed brooms to all of his devotees. And he told them, "Now let us go into Gundicha temple and completely cleanse it of every particle of straw, dust and sand." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising those who were working hard and sweeping a lot. And he was criticizing and chastising those who were not working to their full capacity. After sweeping the floor and sweeping it and sweeping it and sweeping it, all the devotees put all the dirt that they collected in one pile. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put all that he collected in one pile. His pile was far bigger than all the devotees combined. Lord Chaitanya, in the role of a devotee, wanted to show how much we should be eager to clean our hearts, to make it a temple worthy of Krishna's presence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning with such enthusiasm. He was cleaning more than 100 men. He was moving so fast, it appeared he had 100 arms simultaneously cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. After the whole temple was thoroughly cleaned and all the cloth was picked up by the Lord, with his own cloth he picked up the dirt and put it outside of the temple. The devotees did the same. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Now let us sweep again to find finer particles of sand, dust and straw." Again, the devotees cleaned and cleaned and cleaned until there was not even a single particle of dust left on the floor, the walls, or the ceiling of the temple. Meanwhile, the devotees were waiting with buckets of water. And Lord Chaitanya, when he signaled to them it was time, in great blissfulness, they started pouring water everywhere. They were pouring water on the floor, on the ceiling, on the walls, in the altar, in the bhoga room, everywhere. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mopping it with his own cloth, cleaning and shining. Sometimes he was in such ecstasy cleaning the temple of Gundicha that he was polishing the altar with the tears from his eyes. As Lord Chaitanya was washing and washing and washing, sometimes secretly devotees would pour water on his feet. And then they would hide and catch the water and drink it. And another devotee would beg in charity, "Please give me some of this water that has washed Lord Chaitanya's feet." So these devotees would distribute the charity of Lord Chaitanya's Charanamrita to this other person. And then when he received it, another person would come, "Please, I beg, give me charity." And this way it was being distributed. As this wonderful, wonderful pastime took place, Lord Chaitanya was near the altar. And then one Bengali Vaishnava, he, right in front of Lord Chaitanya's eyes, without even hiding, he washed Lord Chaitanya's feet and caught the water and drank it. Lord Chaitanya internally was pleased, but externally he was angry. He called Swarup Damodar Goswami and said, "Just see what your Bengali Vaishnava has done." "He has washed my feet and drunk the water in the temple of the Lord. Now he has implicated me in a great offense. I do not know what reaction I will get for this. Get him out." Swarup Damodar Goswami very lovingly took that
Bengali devotee by the neck and gently pushed him out of the temple. And then he came back and asked Lord Chaitanya, please excuse this devotee for his offense. Srila Prabhupada describes in this regard how Lord Chaitanya said, you're Bengali Vaishnava. Which means every devotee who aspires to be an associate or a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the property of the parampara. We are the property of those acharyas who are representing Lord Chaitanya to us. Lord Chaitanya considered like this, that his devotees were not his own, but they were the property of his parampara. To be the servant of the servant of the servant was the desire that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal through this pastime. And also how Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he appealed for the Lord to forgive this devotee. Similarly, unless the great Vaishnavas approach the Lord and ask them to forgive us for our sins, the Lord will not forgive us of our sins. We are completely dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas. After completely cleansing the entire Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple close by of Lord Narasimhadev. There they cleaned Narasimha's temple in the same way. Then Lord Chaitanya called the devotees to begin Sankirtan. The devotees began to sing very beautifully. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance amongst all of them. Such beautiful dancing and ecstatic love. He was jumping up and down. All the 8 symptoms of divine ecstasy were simultaneously manifesting on his body. The devotees were chanting so loud it could be heard throughout the universe. Then Lord Chaitanya stopped his dancing. He turned toward the son of Advaitacharya, whose name was Gopal. He said, Gopal, dance. Gopal began to chant the names of Krishna so loud, he began dancing in ecstatic love, and in his ecstasy he fell down to the ground unconscious. There was no symptom of life in his body. The devotees became very worried. His father, Sri Advaita Acharya, he took his son on his lap, and all the devotees gathered around and started chanting so loud to humanity. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all of the previous acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, on behalf of Sri Nitai Gaurachandra, Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopalji, we pray that supreme auspicious blessings be upon Rohini Kumar and Radha Sakhi throughout their whole lives. We also pray that all of the Vaishnavas and all of the guests assembled bestow their heartfelt blessings upon this newly married couple, and that all of you pray to Radha and Krishna that they could live happy and peaceful together in Krishna consciousness throughout their lives. Everyone, please offer your blessings by chanting Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Thank you very much.
Jai!
So I'm very happy to be here on this most important and auspicious occasion of the marriage of two very dear disciples of Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj. Sometimes in our society there is some misunderstanding of the importance of the Grihastha Ashram. But actually it is very important. It is important for the growth of our society, and it is important for the spreading of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was exemplified in the life of Lord Chaitanya when he spoke very confidentially to Lord Nityananda, and he told him, you should get married. For me, being in the renounced order of life, I cannot go and preach everywhere and everywhere, and my mission is to take this message to everyone. So, in that ashram, there is a special advantage of being able to reach more conditioned souls. For the sannyas, or the renounced order, is restricted for certain rules and regulations. And Srila Prabhupada was very keen to present how his godbrothers went to London to begin Krishna consciousness many, many years before he actually came to the West. And they were quite unsuccessful of beginning Krishna consciousness in London at the time. But Srila Prabhupada was glorifying that actually three of his most prominent household couples had left Canada on his order and began the London Yatra very successfully. So Grihastha Ashram means to not only to make each other Krishna conscious, but to take the facility of that ashram and to spread it to others. Tendency is sometimes to think, now I have to make some arrangements material. That will be there, but that will come as one progresses in their own spiritual life. And that is based on giving this message and teachings to others. So there is a great responsibility placed upon both of you in your spiritual life. A responsibility to each other, a responsibility to the spiritual master, and a responsibility to help spread Krishna consciousness. So I pray that you'll take this day, this beginning of your togetherness in Krishna consciousness, as the most important occasion to increase your spiritual life and to begin with each other spreading Krishna consciousness to others more and more. I'm very happy to be here. Actually, it's by Krishna's arrangement. I'm only here for one day between travels, and somehow I'm fortunate to be here amongst all of you for this occasion. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.